You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Monday, everyone. It's news or nope.
News. No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
Great job, everyone. That's all I'm going to say about that. Great job.
Odd.
Great job.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Big news, though maybe not to everyone. Maybe I've just been under a rock, but Lewis Hamilton, the F1 driver, right?
You didn't know he was dating?
No, I knew he was dating Kim Kardashian, but he publicly referred to her as his girlfriend for the first time.
He did?
Mm. Yeah, but I think they've kind of been spotted together all year, right?
Yeah, I remember seeing them like on a beach, but I think that was kind of recent.
And then I saw them with his mom and all of her kids recently. But she was in Monaco for the Grand Prix. Am I getting these right? I'm not an F1 watcher.
Was Monaco? And yes,
it's a Grand Prix. But it's, go ahead.
But close enough.
I would maybe make it more like croissant. Oh, it's a Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix
in Monaco.
Monaco. Monte Carlo.
But yeah, she was there supporting him and like being very wag.
There?
Oh yeah, she was a wives and girlfriend of. It was cute.
I didn't see her, and I got up at 7 a.m. and watched the race.
Oh,
weirdly,
wow. I was asleep for
this.
This
is a very strange thing to say, and because he is also part owner of our beloved Denver Broncos.
He is.
Yeah, he's in on that ownership group with like Condoleezza Rice and the Waltons or whatever, the Walmart family. He's kind of a D. He's been kind of a diva. He's kind of not a nice guy. He won a kajillion championships with Mercedes. Blah blah blah. Since he's been dating her, he's crazy amounts of nice.
Oh.
And I can't figure it out because I thought his D combined with her diva was just going to be like, ugh. And he was like humble. He went over a 19-year-old won the race. He was very gracious. It was like, who are you? Lewis Hamilton was very much less of the diva that he's been in years past.
Interesting.
And if Kim is part of it, I'm for it.
Yeah, and by the way, which is interesting, they have been friends for over a decade. Like they've been friends dating back to 2014. So,
because she just runs it. Like Monaco is one of those places. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like the race goes by a bay, and all the yachts just back up and watch the race. It's like it is the most expensive race to watch.
I like this pipeline.
No,
for them.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah,
I missed getting my yacht there this year.
You did?
Yeah.
Shoot,
it's too bad.
I believe you have more of a dinghy.
Good evening.
They also have a small boat.
Okay.
There's a new Spyro game coming out.
Spyro?
Spring 2027, Spyro the Dragon. They just remastered it in like 2020.
Does
and for like
anybody
the
else
third
in the room
time,
know what Spyro the Dragon
I just finished it again. You
yes,
guys,
I know,
this is the little purple dragon, Spyro the Dragon. And this one is going to be even better because-
Is it a video game?
Yes.
He's very cute.
You would love this game, Erica. I'm not joking.
Is it like a
it's
reality
so
game where you're not trying to kill stuff? Or is it a first-
You have to complete levels and you have to get all the gems and then you have to like save the world from the bad guys who want the dragon eggs or whatever.
Normally dragons are the bad guys. So who are the
dragons
bad guys?
Dragons are the good guys.
Dragons are the good guys.
Yes.
Who are the bad guys?
It changes depending on which game you're on.
Okay. How many games does he have? It looks like was
three.
The first in 98?
Yeah.
And he's only got three?
Only three. And they've released them within like 3 years and then just dropped it, remastered in like 2020. And now there's a fourth one coming out, spring 2027, which you will be able to actually fly, which is a big deal for this because you haven't been able to fly previously. You've only been able to glide and swim.
Do you believe that Erin is talking so fast because she was avoiding a nope?
Yes.
She was just like, go.
But she was passionate.
No, I get it. And so it's popular, clearly.
Yeah.
And so did it? it must have had a resurgence during COVID. That, like,
yeah, for sure.
Because everyone was just stuck, and it's like, let's play that stupid dragon game.
Well, because they remastered it.
Got it. Mm. Okay. And it's on all platforms?
No.
What?
PlayStation.
Only PlayStation. Yeah. Well, that's why we don't like it. My son's Xbox only, and
I'm okay with the PlayStation, but I don't own one.
I know, but like, my son and his friends all think Xbox is better.
They're wrong. Okay, they're children.
And are you listening to them for sound advice on everything else?
They play the games like crazy, and like when one of his friends brought a PlayStation to college campus, and they laughed him out of the room. Like,
that's mean.
It was that Xbox only. I'm sorry. There's a superior.
Okay.
Well, good news about that dragon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Has anyone by chance seen the movie Conspiracy? It came out in 2008. I have never heard of it. Have you seen that?
Do you know who's in it?
Val Kilmer is in it.
Oh.
And the director of that movie, Adam Marcus is his name, he posted on social media claiming that Val Kilmer was the worst human being I've ever known.
You don't get to talk about Val Kilmer.
Then
like
he
that.
Deleted the post, but now everyone's talking about it. And apparently Val Kilmer did have a history of kind of being difficult, I should say, on set.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to ask about. He died last year.
Yes.
And does this feel like are you allowed to then pile on once he, but also you're telling your experience, but I don't know what provoked it. And then he did delete it. So I don't know if he would like,
he was,
what was
such
going on.
A smoke show. I could see him be like in Top Gun.
I've never Top Gun. Seen this man in my life.
Val Kilmer? He's Iceman in the original Top Gun.
Yep. And the director of Batman Forever described him as childish and impossible. But this was all before he passed.
Well, yeah, he can't be mean now.
The director of The Island of Dr. Moreau. Have you seen that? That he was in that one. But that director of that movie vowed to never work with Val Kilmer again. So he definitely had a history of this. I don't know. But are we supposed to just kind of let him?
He's one of those actor guys. Yeah. He's an actor.
Well, he's like a Tom Cruise?
No. Like he gets into it. Like he's like, because
I've never seen this man in my
life. He played Jim Morrison in The Doors. And I think he kind of did the like Jim Carrey thing. Like he just became Jim Morrison for like months at a time.
That's
he
also known as the Austin Butler thing.
Oh yeah, with Elvis.
Oh yeah, where he couldn't stop talking like that.
Method.
I don't even care about that.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
That man was so hot.
Being Austin. Method
he talked to me like Elvis.
Ugh. Yeah, he can talk to me like Elvis.
Yeah.
My ovaries are popping.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.